music machine. We have the technology.
Yeah. You are now tuned into the Pro Flow for Show Show. Internationally syndicated. Act like you know. With your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show.
www.maxheat.com.
Pro Flow for Show Show. Wireless phone interview feature presentation.
Pro Flow for Show Show. Pro Flow for Show Show. Pro Flow for Show Show.
Check this out.
It is pointless to resist.
Okay. Pocahontas. Spiritual thug. California. LA. Okay.
So, we're going to start off. I just want to find out who I'm talking to. Who am I talking to?
This is Pocahontas.
Pocahontas. And if I'm correct, you're out of California, right?
Yeah, Los Angeles, California.
Los Angeles. Whoa, what's the weather like in Los Angeles right now?
It's hot out here in Los Angeles right now.
Really? Like, what temperature you think?
It's, I don't even know. It's got to be about 100.
Oh, man.
Out here.
Yeah, it's like a heat wave all over the United States I've seen lately.
Yeah.
But it's all good. Pocahontas, you represent the Spiritual Thugs. That's a group that you sent me some music and...
Yes.
What's this group consist of? Who's the people in the group?
Well, Spiritual Thugs, first of all, the name in itself, everybody always knows about that name because it's so controversial.
Yeah.
So Thugs actually stands for Truly Humbled United Godly Servants.
Okay. That's the Thugs part, right?
Yeah.
Truly Humble United, what?
Godly Servants.
Godly Servants, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's just for the people that... might get it twisted, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm sure people, that's a big problem with individuals that want to promote a spiritual side and still rap.
Yes.
It's like a serious controversy, like people just can't handle that or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what's up with that. But anyhow, I heard you were shooting a video recently. Matter of fact, I've seen a couple videos. And hold on, actually, where can my audience find you at? Just in case they don't know.
Okay.
I know you're on MySpace, you're on iSound.
Yeah, well, actually, my MySpace is the best one because everything's through MySpace.
Yeah.
And it's at www.myspace.com and then /Pocahontas3.
Okay, Pocahontas3, okay. Now, I know you, just for a matter of saying it out on the air, you sent me an email today as part of a forwarded email that had a very... specific group of people, MySpace page. Why don't you give that one out as well?
Oh, yeah. The Better Music?
Yeah. How you spell that? How would they get to that exactly?
Okay. It would be Gutter Music. T-T-A-R Music. And that's on MySpace as well. And it's it would be Gutter Music 01.
Okay. If they went to your Pocahontas 03 page, would they see a link to that?
They sure would. He's on my top friends list.
So. Who's he?
Master P.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure that my audience knew that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I'm just doing it as a favor for him. He doesn't know too much about this computer stuff.
So okay.
He told me to hook him up at MySpace, and I just.
So you're telling me that you know Master P?
Yeah, I sure do.
Okay. Now, you shot a video recently that was, I think you were saying it's one of your songs?
Yes. I shot two videos recently.
Oh.
First
doing
one.
Doing it real big.
Yeah. It's Break 'Em Off.
Okay.
And that was shot, they were both actually shot by Josh Austin.
Josh Austin, you said?
Yeah, and okay. He's also shot movies with Puppet Doctor and the original Batman.
Oh, so he's like a movie producer.
Yeah, Adam West. So we're actually the Spiritual Thugs. Yeah, actually his first hip hop podcast.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
You guys are a special group to get that privilege.
Yeah.
The video you sent me like the other day. I can't even remember the title of it. Do you remember which one you sent me?
I sent you, I believe it was the Spiritual Thugs Deluxe Video Mix.
Okay. There was a couple of videos, I think, entailed in that one.
Yeah. So it was the Break 'Em Off and the No Real Living Disc.
Okay. Now, I think, if that's the case, I've seen three videos of yours. Well, it seems like. I don't know, because I know you sent me one individual file that had you and Young Bo, and then there was another one where, was that the one that you started off in the car, in the truck or whatever?
Yeah, that one was Break Them Off. Now, you may have been talking about, and I failed to answer this question when you asked who were in Spiritual Thugs.
Okay.
It's Young Bo and Jag Bomb.
Okay.
Young Bo also has a video called Mr. Pretend to Be That.
Right, I've seen that.
Yeah.
What about the other? Is that the one where he was meeting the mild figures and everything?
Yeah, that's
okay,
right.
Okay, right. I saw that as well. Now, Young Bo, you guys sent me a song with him with C. Murder, right?
I sure did.
It's called Stash Box. Y'all should be hearing that.
Stash Box, yeah. Brand new, exclusive. You actually are one of the only people that has it, right?
Yes, I feel extremely, extremely special. Very privileged, very thankful to be in this position. Now, where was the last video shoot at? The Break 'Em Off video. Where was that at?
That was primarily, they were actually all in the Los Angeles area, but
yeah.
Break 'Em Off was mostly at Venice Beach and in the Hollywood area, and also we had a little pool party.
Yeah, saw that. Yeah, that's what's up. Now, you guys have a definite demeanor or perspective that is portrayed on a track. What do you think that the Spiritual Thugs sound like, or the intent of your music is?
Well, Spiritual Thugs represent a person who is trying to just survive life day by day, and still is trying to walk right and trying to be right, but you keep looking back. You know, you keep struggling. And it's just about trying to be spiritual, still struggling. And so, our music basically just speaks it real, telling you about how it goes on in the streets and the things that we're seeing that's going wrong and possible solutions.
That's what's up.
So we don't claim to know all the answers, but we know that we love the Lord and we want to do right. So hopefully the Lord is guiding us to what we say to the people, and hopefully they'll listen.
Sounds like a definitely different take on the average MC, that's for sure.
Thank you.
Now,
gotta hit the E-way. Sending so much tripping, pimping happens each day. So much drama. My mama cried.
Let's see, out of the video shoot that you were doing, Break 'Em Off, how long did it take to get it done?
It took about 2 weeks.
2 weeks, huh? How long did it take to shoot, actually?
Well, it was, you know, we did like multiple things. My goodness,
right.
Experience in itself.
Okay.
But like for one scene, it took a whole day just to do you know, half of the video.
Yeah, cool. That's fine. That's how it works. And what was the worst part about the shoot and the best part?
The best part is just the fact that we were even blessed to do the video in the first place. You know, and we had a lot of friends come support us. The worst part is, you know, we had a few people in our group that didn't want to show up. You know, devil always tries to, you know, they I don't know what the reason is. I don't want to say what the reason is, but you know, the devil always tries to throw a monkey wrench at everybody.
Yeah, you know. Was there anything that stuck out to you during the whole process that you might have been amazed by, or just that interested you, or anything?
Yeah, actually. It was crazy. Everywhere we went, we were treated like we were like major celebrities. Just because, you know, we were being filmed, and it was always, it was like everywhere we went, it was a huge crowd surrounded us, and that was kind of exciting.
Yes, it's definitely a taste of what's to come, because I've heard the music of Spiritual Thugs, and it's just ridiculous that the ability to keep it real and keep it tight, you know what I'm saying? So, and you guys come up with some really, really hot tracks. You got some of the best producers producing for you, like, I know you told me Hood Noise.
Oh, yeah, he's really great. I'm thinking that Hood Noise is going to be the next Dre.
Yeah.
He's a cat out of New York.
Okay, that's what's up. How'd you hook up with him in New York?
Well, actually, I met him over the internet.
Okay.
He found me on MySpace and started emailing me, and then we started talking, and he decided that he wanted to do our whole album.
That's what's that's a major thing. So I guess that's major props to Hood Noise out there in New York for sure. You got a place that people can find him at?
I'm linked up to him on iSound.
Okay, so if they go to iSound.com/...
Pocahontas 3.
03 or just the number 3?
Just the number 3.
Okay, they can check that out for sure. That's what's up.
And we also have our new album that we did with Hood Noise is going to be called Hood America.
Hood America. Yeah. Did you ever believe you'd be shooting a video?
I never in my entire life thought I would ever be shooting a video.
Well, you're doing it now.
Oh, man. You know, this is just to be able to do it. It's a blessing. Everything that's happened in my life, you know, I never, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. I can never say that, you know, I'm ever going to be on a stage receiving an award. You know, you just don't know. You just accept your blessing every day as it comes.
Yep.
Okay. Pocahontas, spiritual thug, California.
Who were your female influences LA. Growing up?
The realest female MCs, Roxanne Shante, the real Roxanne, Queen Latifah. Lauryn Hill is my girl.
Yes, that's definite.
Rod Digga. Rod Digga.
That's what's up. I want to know, what would you like to accomplish with the attention and talent that you have acquired and will acquire?
Okay. Well, frankly, if I'm allowed to get the attention, then I would have to let the Lord guide me. I would have to keep doing what I'm doing and just, you know, keep a positive. I would never want to, like I told you before, I would never want to sell my soul to gain any fans or gain any radio spins or, you know, I'm not going to be posing half nude on the King magazine or anything. You might see me with a book or something. Posing a magazine.
You know, I've asked you a lot of different questions. I know I got a whole bunch of stuff going on. Who makes a good MC to you?
Who makes a good
master of ceremonies, a person that can control the microphone. What impresses you as an artist?
The ability of an MC to stay on a particular subject that he plots out to you know, like whatever the title of his song is. If he's able to stay on that subject and rhyme every word, you know,
yeah,
to where it has a good flow to it, and the way he rhymes to the beat, you know, if he's on time.
Tupac to me.
Yeah, and also, you know, if there's a message, if he's saying a message, a lot of rappers out there are just, you know, all they talk about is shaking your booty and,
yeah,
you know, how much sloth they got, and you know, if a person has something to say.
I think that's a definite issue in hip-hop, the content. You know, you got these, I think the media helps to contribute to these separations that we have in hip-hop. You got this down south thing going on, you got the California thing, the Midwest, whatever. Down south seems to be dominating right now, but you got like Ice Cube and Snoop out here with these new hits and everything, but they kind of got this down south flavor. So
yeah,
with all this pressure to convert, how do you guys continue to make music unfazed?
Well, you know, it's really difficult because, of course, we do get a lot of pressure somehow. And then also, part of our family is the No Limit crew, the Better Music. So they're from the South.
Right.
And a lot of people, you know, tell us, oh, you need to sound this way, oh, you need to sound that way.
Yeah.
But we feel like we have a consistent fan base,
yes,
you know, with the type of music that we have. So I believe that there's a hunger out there for lyricists, you know, real lyricists with some information, you know, in their music. There's a hunger out there. It's like they're vitamin deficient because they've only all they've been getting is junk food, you know, people saying basically nothing, just something to nod your head to and plug to, but there's no substance in the music. So we seem to have a consistent fan base. So obviously, you know, we struggled with, you know, we've made a couple of stout songs to satisfy some of the fans and things, but we find that, you know, when we stick to what it is that we do best, which is giving messages, you know, keeping it real and fire lyrics and just being real lyrical. You know, people still like that.
Definitely, definitely. What I'm going to do is just thank you for giving me the time to get you on the track, because this has been a long time waiting. This
thank
is Pocahontas.
Copyright 2004. Millennium Music Mission.
www.maxi.com.